Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Hi, Paige. What's he looking for?
Well, if you knew anybody growing up who watched General Hospital like I did.
Shut up.
Sad news to tell you.
No.
Anthony Geary passed away.
Luke.
At the age, yeah, Luke
Redhead.
Spencer on General Hospital. He died at the age of 78.
Is that what John Stamos? He was Blackie on one of those.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
He was Blackie on there.
I don't know if it was that or saying elsewhere.
He remember, dude, find the song by Christopher Cross called "When I Think of Laura." That was used on General Hospital for Luke and Laura.
Let me see.
And I was made to watch
that one of your mama's stories.
I was made to watch it under duress, but I started watching it, I enjoyed it. You know, I hated Alan Quatermain. He was the son of a bitch.
Of course.
He was the Kariakis type, you know.
Yeah.
If we're talking Days lingo.
Oh, man.
I have to say Days is special to my heart because I was invited to play in their celebrity softball game.
Yeah, they used to tour. What was it called again? The song?
I think it's called "Think of Laura" by Christopher Cross.
Let me look at it.
Not Chris Cross.
No,
that's
God,
Mac
if he was
Daddy,
in there, though.
Daddy Mac.
Oh, could they unite now since Chris is no. Ding, 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 ding.
Which one's Dad? Cross Chris or Chris Cross?
Is it Mac Daddy or Daddy
Mac? Oh,
Daddy Mac. I think Daddy Mac passed.
Daddy Mac is gone?
I think it's Daddy Mac that passed.
Too
soon. Yeah, I've got Sailing and I've got Arthur. I don't have the...
I saw where he's coming to, I want to say, Harris or somewhere like that.
Is he? We should go see him because COVID almost got him.
Christopher
ago.
Cross?
Yeah, he didn't. He had a tough time with it.
Yeah.
Almost got him. I got it. Let me play it here. A second.
It's kind of a depressing song. It shouldn't really. It's just a harken. I don't know if you're a kid of the 80s and your mom made you watch that show, then you knew.
Aww.
Luke is gone now.
I know. Luke is gone.
Her name was Jeannie something. I want to look her up.
See, no, look at the picture. Do you remember that?
Yes, that's when they got married, of course.
I love Christopher
Wedding.
Cross.
Dude, what a pleasant voice, right?
I'm pretty sure my brother was named after Christopher Cross.
No way.
And I'll tell him that, even if it's not true or not.
Oh, is his name Daddy Mac Ellenberg?
Well, his name's Chris.
Oh, I see.
Oh, God.
Don't cry. No.
How old is your brother?
28. 28 this year.
Is he proud of his older brother?
You don't have to make it. I can't say that. I almost went
He's
straight to it.
He's gotten into free wrestling before.
Oh, he
so,
did.
Yes.
Like you,
Jeannie Francis is her name. I used to think about her sexually. Let's
she's
see how she is
she's
now.
She's very
G
pretty.
It up.
Very pretty.
Oh, she's only 63.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prime.
Well.
She's Canadian, though.
Oh, then, you know, she won't ask me any questions. she if you happen to slip up.
You want to go out?
Oh, you're not supposed to be there, but that's okay.
What's that like about?
If you want to go to that spot so much, you can
left
get
the water on.
The water.
You left the water running.
I'd prefer you not stick me there, but if you want to, that's cool.
Oh, pardon me. Her dad was from Canada. She was born in Eaglewood. Not Inglewood.
Oh, not the...
Eaglewood, New Jersey. She has a website. A place.
She's a Jersey girl? Yeah. Got a mustache then. That's what that means.
That's not true. It means she tans and does her laundry.
What are you doing? You want to hook up? Gym.
Hook up, he said.
You want to hook up and smash? You want to smash me?
She got one of them old school websites where it's like all...
Like a GeoCities?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Like an Alta Vista type situation. JeannieFrancis.com.
So Anthony Geary, he passed away. He died following complications from a scheduled operation.
Oh, man.
Is it not like every day there is here lately a big one? I mean, big to some people, but...
I will say pleasantly surprised that Steve Tannehill got as much coverage as he did. He was on the front page of ESPN. National News picked it up. So it's good that he got some recognition, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
It definitely was a local legend.
They lost their minds when Connor had the heart attack, you know.
Yeah.
They promoted the balls off that. And, you don't want to be somebody who goes and, you know, like he went to the Browns for, 2 years, Connor?
He was a Bear for a little bit, too.
Okay.
But look at him, man. An athlete.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's having a heart attack.
And then Tannehill does it 52, and it's like, golly, bomb, man.
Like, you can just never know.
Just keep sniffing your farts, and you will.
Now, I'm looking at Connor Shaw saying, how do you have a heart attack? He would look at me and say, how have you not had one?
I know, right? It would be like, you'd be best of friends.
How do you walk?
Now, hang on now.
God, woman.
What are you implicating?
She was talking about how hung you are.
I'm not hanging out in mall parking lot until munch break. I'm not hanging a foot out the window.
He's not going to Munchin's.
Toe ring glimmering in the sun. Like she was on munch break.
Her big toe ring.
On a warm spring afternoon.
What's on your toe ring, by the way? Is it like a tulip ring?
It was just a gold thing. I lost it on the boat. I don't know. Somebody else has it in the hot tub.
Probably.
It
was like a tulip ring.
Some little kids like, you want to buy some conch? You want to buy some toe rings?
I don't know why we did
that. It was
a
conch.
I tell you what, if I owned it, well, I do. But if I own a company, it was hiring. I would hire the kids of the Bahamas work for me.
I did buy a conch, a big conch.
Yeah. Well, you were over there.
Well, one was trying to sell cocaine.
Well, yeah, I found that out after I did buy the conch and some other shells, and I took back a bag of sand that looked like a bag of cocaine.
Oh, the white sand.
Yeah,
oh.
I did. Because
I want to return this, buddy.
No, I took the sand because I made a little beach for Jared and said that I know that you couldn't go on the ship with us because...
I'd be pissed if you brought me back sand from a cruise. I didn't get to go.
Don't snort the beach.
It was very sweet. I still have it.
Oh, so I thought you gave it to him.
If you get a bag of sand from your big hooter mama in the Caribbean. What'd she say?
He loved it. He was glad to get it. I still have it. I thought you gave it to him. Well, he didn't want it anymore. What are you doing?
What's he going to do with a bucket of sand?
It's in this big glass thing. It's really pretty.
He is in his 20s now. Like
he didn't, you know.
Oh, is it one of those fair sands where it's like different colors?
No,
you layer
sand
it.
It was from the beach, and I put all the shells that I've collected in the Bahamas over the years for him, and it was in his room when he was little.
Just like this sucks. For your toe ring, you may have dropped
it. Yeah, I may have dropped
there.
It in there. You're right on the beach because it was.
What if a hermit crab is now living in your toe ring? Can you imagine?
I don't know, but we went back to.
I used to have the rebel flag and the Dale Earnhardt shell.
Did they race each other?
We went back to Freeport
in circles.
Nobody liked Freeport, but I did.
No, that's
sucked.
The beach, don't get off the boat if you go.
The beach
there.
Was nice there, and we had a good time. And my husband. I was talking to this lady who was selling a lot of the shells, and I've gone there 3 times. And so when I went and
bought... I've been to Freeport 3 times.
No. Let me tell you the story, because they were beautiful shells, not just average shells, just really pretty shells.
Yeah.
And so when I went there the 3rd time, she goes, you're just not a tourist. You're a Bahama mama. You've been here 3 times.
Oh, she called you a hot Winnie. That's what a Bahama mama is.
Is it?
Dude, Arthur, right?
Yeah.
You know, I did not care for those movies.
You like the...
You didn't like
the
that.
Only Dudley Moore movie I ever liked was the one where he and Kirk Cameron were father and son and switched bodies. That was a good movie.
Oh, I didn't
Freaky
see
Friday?
That one.
No, that was women.
Didn't they redo Arthur? I swear they redid it.
Yeah, with,
I live it every day.
Used to date, married to Katy Perry.
Mike Epps.
No, what?
What? Usually he's in all the remakes. It's Mike Epps and nobody else.
He used to be married to Katy Perry. He's from London.
Oh, dang it.
He got
Orlando Bloom.
No, he got in trouble for allegedly assaulting women. He's off the grid now, kind of living.
Oh, dang it. Who is it, man?
I see his face.
I see his long black hair and I can't
remember
think of his.
Remember he was in Forgetting About Sarah Marshall.
He's all over the place.
Give me to the Greek.
Yes, rub the furry wall.
It's Russell Brand.
Yes, Russell Brand. Always coked up, or he was at least.
Yeah.
I think he turned his life over to the Lord.
Yeah. Well, he don't dress like it.
Hmm. He dresses too progressive. How many days before Christmas?
Nine.
All right. Well, that's why we're doing this. A study asks, how easy or difficult do you think it is for other people to pick out gifts for you? Well, 20% say very easy, another 38% say relatively easy, and 21% say kind of difficult. And 9%.
I just want to say, I want to do headlines with Christopher Cross every day. This is nice.
Kind of relax.
I feel like I'm at a waiting room somewhere getting to go to an appointment I want to go to.
And only 9% of these people admitted
Party that it's very hard give me my footballs.
To shop for them.
More than a week's worth.
So it breaks down demographics, and the people most likely to admit that they're very hard to shop for are men over the age of 65. The group most likely to say that they're easy to shop for are Southern women.
Full crap!
Well, I can't.
This story's full of it.
What a bunch of bull.
Between the ages of 30 and 44.
Actually, it would be easy for me to shop for them, so I'm going to give you a gift card to either Hamrick's or Under the Carolina Moon. You pick which one. There you go.
This is an online study, and it also asks, how good or bad do you think you are at picking out gifts for people in your life? And 20% say very good, another 48% somewhat good, 16% say somewhat bad, and 7% say very bad.
I'm not good.
And guess, when you were buying my gift, was it hard? When you'll be doing it later today?
Oh, I didn't know. No, I will be at the Apple store, so maybe I'll buy it.
Hey, that's
Apple.
A good place to start.
And give me that pad.
And guess who the worst gift buyers are?
Yeah, I like this guy.
Boomer men.
They're
the worst.
Talking to you, Esiason.
Yeah.
Boomer. So I'm not sending you any more Odyssey rewards,
Grandpa.
Boomer. You can go to hell.
God, do we have to use those up before the end of the year? Because I've either been like, being very nice to people and they've been sending them to me, or they just run out.
I don't think they carry over. I send all mine to Boomer Esiason. No answer, nothing.
Really?
No autograph, nothing.
Yeah, I've sent mine to Brady like 2 or 3 years ago. I was expecting something.
I know, man. It's like you're trying to be nice here. Yeah. We have reward points we have to give away at work here.
It's like if you work at like a, I'm trying to think of like a, what's a, something you get like Amazon Prime rewards or like points, you know.
Yeah.
For every dollar we earn for the company, they give us one penny.
That's it, and we give them away. I give all mine to Boomer Esiason.
They don't even
make
pennies anymore. They can't pay us. No, I'm kidding, but they pay us. All right. And so on our email, there's like a lot of famous people that work for the company that never would give us the time of day. So we would rather than send them to the little person, we'd send them to the big dogs and didn't get nothing out of it.
Try to get noticed.
Oh,
I might
God.
Have to send mine to Carton again for the third time. Like, hey, you found the same job 3 times. That's kind of cool. Here's 5 Odyssey rewards.
Yeah. Yeah. They bought another $3 million podcast from you. Enjoy.
that's
you could literally go to prison and then come back to the same job 3 times. That's doing
that's,
something
that's
right there.
That's a beautiful thing.
You got some kind of talent.
Just remember that if
you hate dogs.
A second or third time, Fat Boy.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to throw it against you and say, look, Carton got his job back. He went to prison.
Also, your time in jail gave us a lot of fodder over the years. So it kind of worked.
Dude, come on.
Those 28 hours of jail time really paid off in hours of entertainment on the show.
Yeah, Fatty, why don't you get locked up a lot more, yeah? Send you back to Y Block.
Yeah.
Well, like it's prison in here. I'll show you how they really get by.
You know what? We walked into a meeting yesterday, and I was like, missed you at the Christmas party. He's like, yeah, life happens.
Hey,
like, okay, I'm gonna mark that down in
that.
My
life
excuse
happens.
Log.
Life happens. Yeah.
Life happens.
As he takes a little sip from his coffee when he gives you the big grin.
It's like Snoop Dogg taking a toke. He just hits that coffee. Life happens.
Life happens. Yeah, yeah. I heard that somewhere. It just happened.
You know, and God forbid it was something really bad. He didn't say, but yeah. it was just funny. I just next down the road, you know, like today when I was late. Why were you late? But I was like, life happened, Mark.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I had to...
Skinny jeans?
No. Jeez.
They kind of look that way, to be honest.
Oh, my God, no.
Which is a compliment.
No, it's not either. I do not wear... No, God, you really... No.
Billy Bob Thornton wears women's jeans.
There's no thickness difference between those two legs there.
Okay.
God, no. I don't. I don't. I know. But anyway, I didn't realize that as I walked down the steps, it would be like, you know, this grand entrance kind of thing.
What kind of music was it? I feel like I should be.
Oh, the music was probably good. Here. Did anybody sing? Karaoke?
Wow. Thanks for following my Instagram page.
I don't have a phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just forgot.
Oops.
God. So you probably didn't know about Rob Reiner until you got here either, did you?
Well, no, because I worked late, too, last night, so I haven't...
Yeah, so...
I didn't turn on my computer or watch TV last night.
There was live music, and there was a DJ there.
I saw the DJ looks very familiar.
It was Shelton Benjamin.
I think it was.
He was doing the party. So
you walk in.
So I walk in, I go down the steps thinking I'm just going to meander in and blend in. And then, of course, the boss has microphone in hand at that point. He's like... Well, look who's here! Look at all Hollywood.
Oh, look at Mr. Skinny Jeans walking down the
Skinny Jeans,
walking down the damn steps.
Fit or whatever.
Let's see if he's gonna go straight for the food, or is he gonna come say hey to me first?
Oh
my God!
Let's see if he daps me up. He should be dapping me up real good right
first
now.
First person I dapped up was Bob McLean. I hadn't seen him in forever.
Oh, Bobby,
I was like, wow, you're not dead. Here you are.
Oh gosh!
Come on.
I love Bob.
Yeah, I'm sitting there reminiscing with him about 20 years of radio and all this stuff. Yeah, it was
He still hasn't come over and dapped me up yet. He's walking. He's working the crowd.
God. Yo, man.
If he wants to work anywhere after tonight, he better come over here.
I knew when I got there, the boss man was in a good mood because the old shirt sleeves were rolled up.
Oh, he's ready to get down to some food.
Oh, yeah. But, boy, I tell you, first off, I've got something on Mark Hendricks for down the road if I ever need it, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Little Black Mill. Yeah,
I didn't see him there. Oh. He wouldn't watch me say that and something have happened.
Oh no.
I'm knocking on wood. It's just unlike him. Maybe the child was sick.
So when you get there, is it like half full? You're like, I'm going to work the crowd a little bit. Just kind of.
I went straight toward the bar.
Nice.
Well, that's.
Because everyone else had a drinky drink, and I wanted one. And
what'd you have?
I had the absolute best old fashioned I've ever had in my life.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. And that's not a drink where you're like, well, how did they do it? I don't know. It was different. It was good.
You didn't have a Negroni?
No. No. I did have.
We love the Negroni.
Multiple shots of limoncello.
Mm.
Oh, multiple shots. Hang on.
That's good.
We're talking about when you
Rednecks
first.
Rednecks call them lemon drops.
So then the first half hour, you probably got a good buzz.
Yeah. I arrived with one. Are you kidding?
Because you're not. I don't want to give away your location, but you're not too far away.
No, we're not. And, so it was. I will say this. We have an awesome group of people that work here, at least the ones that were at that party that night. And I know y'all wasn't there, so that's got to sound weird.
Yeah, but. Dude, I had serious FOMO after watching your.
I'm telling you, I sent.
I hate saying that too.
I sent Fat Boy some videos and some.
Like, what is going on,
dude? It was just like, so I'll tell you what. Someone who didn't work there, that was a plus one, said. They said, "This is crazy, and I don't know a lot of these people. I know some of them from the radio, but this is like the Office Christmas party." Like the movie, not the Office, but the Office Christmas Party movie, where you have all these like straight laced people.
God, that's
the
right.
And then they get there and just like there. And I won't mention any names because you know that's not my job.
It's a great description, actually.
Yeah, but what did the. Oh, is that wrap-up time already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We got to come back and finish it up.
Okay. We got 3 more hours.
So much to get into.
There is, and I loved this person before. I mean, you know, in a work-related love thing. But, my God. Watching somebody who works their tail end off and then at the end of the year just lets it go in a fun way, you know, non-dangerous way, like... I was like, good for you, Jane.
She's so much fun.
Like, oh, God.
Dude.
You know, I've got a video that I want to play later. As a matter of fact, if we maybe play it.
Oh,
we
got to play it. Can we do it next?
Okay.
This is the one I'm thinking of. You're at the party. You already made your entrance.
Everybody's... It wasn't an entrance. It was.
Well, I think it was an entrance. I announced you on the mic.
Looking like Hollywood coming in here.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Looking like he owns half of the Packers. He don't own the Packers. I own some of the Packers.
What the hell?
So you walk in. Everybody's a little... Tipsy. Boss is real slim, by the way. Boss is losing more weight. Looking real good.
Yeah. I know. I took a picture with him, which was odd. It was just odd. I didn't take the picture. Somebody else took it. But I was like, oh, wow. That's odd.
Was that a feature of the party? Like, you can walk up to the boss and take a picture?
A feature of the party? Was he doing photo ops?
Like, we got photo ops after the music.
2 for $40 if you buy a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, all right. 2 for $40. 2 for.
I tell you what, we had.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Great, great group of people there that, again, the ones that you don't, like, the one person that said, man, this is like the that movie, The Office Christmas Party. Like, at one point, someone who works here, and it was probably just as a joke. I'm sure they didn't really mean it. They come up to the bar where I kind of stayed most of the time, but just in a, you know, that way everybody would come by and I could speak to them because they'd have to go to the bar.
Good strategy. They're coming up to you.
Last time I stood by the bathroom, that was a bad note. So this person comes up and says, All right, I'm being serious. And I have to change the word because I can't say the real word. So follow me.
Okay.
When this is over, do y'all want to go to a teddy bar?
Teddy bar.
Yes, is always the answer.
Okay.
Was it a man or a woman?
I can't reveal that, Paige.
Oh, that's telling.
I can't reveal that. And then everyone's kind of, and then hands go down again. I was like, all right, though, seriously, does anyone here have any cocaine?
What?
Yeah. Okay. I think it was just a little funny.
Oh,
I don't
no.
think they really meant it.
What the hell?
I think it was just, you
everybody
know.
Raises their hand.
Oh, you gave us a moment. Thank you.
I don't know how that works as an icebreaker. That might have been like a legit, like putting out the feelers.
I don't, yeah, you could always say, oh, I was just joking. But if somebody Jesus. Pulled out a little baggie, but oh, really?
Yeah, like that's, I mean, somebody's used to partying asking that question.
Yeah. Yeah, but so the audio.
Jesus. You have any cocaine? I mean,
first off, if anyone says, you know, uses both, if someone says cocaine.
Yeah, they don't
that's
do
like
it.
Saying, hey, do you guys have any marijuana?
Yeah, that's like you would say like toots and pookie or something.
Yeah,
right?
Got any shug?
Some reefer. Bump.
You got any boog shug?
Don't do a bump. Go to the jiggle joint.
Yeah.
The go-go bar.
The go-go bar.
I'm saying that so I can, you know, because it's one of those things. You know, I can say the booby bar, and that just sounds stupid.
That's how you know you're talking to a Yankee.
I can't say the real word, but I can say teddy bar.
Yankees say go-go bars.
Oh, my God. I should get my grandson a bar for his birthday and call it Teddy's Bar. Oh, my God. His mom Dude. Would hate it, but what a great investment in his future.
She'd appreciate the humor.
She would. So here's the audio. So there was live music, but there was also a chance if you wanted to do karaoke.
Was it hard to get people up to do it?
Not at all.
Oh, nice.
Not at all. I was invited. I neglected. I said, you know what? Let's let the salespeople have their moment.
Let them.
I'm behind a microphone every day. Let's let them get up and do their thing.
I bet they were
And they
great.
Did.
It's mighty generous.
They did. I'll say this. I enjoyed the plus ones as much as I did the people who work here. I will say that.
that's
a compliment. That is a compliment. Some I liked better than the ones that they went with. But that's another
that's
story.
Okay.
That's right.
This is a famous song.
It is a famous song that was made very popular in the 90s.
It's one of those that when you know what's coming as soon as you hear it.
I can't tell you the person. This is a plus one that is singing this. And I do not remember her name. And that's why you know it was a good party. If you come back with remembering names and details, you didn't have a good time.
That's you. I got Allison up after one song. One of the things that we know.
Corporate event.
She said it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it kind of trailed off. Can I tell you what was fun? Like, when she says it.
Like, I posted on my story, but I didn't ask. It was fun. It was so much fun.
I like what she does the hands when she says that.
Oh, yeah, she did. Her.
Because I was looking.
No, you got to let it go to the part where Alanis goes, no. Did that cut off before that?
Well, she kind of trails off after the, unless it's a separate video.
Oh, you know in that part when he goes, when you, and he goes, no. She goes, no. That was so good.
So I was watching. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, I don't recall her name, but she was the life
of the party.
Oh my God!
I know. Well, you know she's gonna say it if she's a plus one. Like you're not gonna blur it out.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, guys. Break it down. Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios. Hey, folks. It's time to say, hey, famous people born just 9 days before the baby Jesus himself. Happy birthday.
Or...
Suck it.
Suck it.
I like to do 2 days in a row. I like to share the suck. Larry
right.
David.
Spread no. it around.
Jeff... I'm going to say Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garland.
Nope. The Harvey Weinstein look-alike. Not Jeff Garland.
I don't remember. Who else is on there?
It's Leon's birthday. J.B. Smoove.
Former guest of the show, actually. He was at the comedy Larry? Zone when before.
What'd you talk about, Larry? My stable of bitches, Larry.
Larry.
God, what a great show. People love being on it, too. They're like, there's no script. Just ideas.
There's no script?
Just ideas. Just improv ideas.
I think that's horse crap.
I think they have scripts.
It's like the whose line is it anyway, people? Like, that stuff, they have the setup words and the setup situations.
Yeah, you got ideas. Like, well, you'll have concepts.
Yes. That would be annoying because they would keep changing it. And how many? I only want to do 2 takes. I don't want to be there all day long.
So people say about Clint Eastwood, 1 take and he's done.
Yeah, I love that.
That's freaking me. You're the one who does like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Ah, hang on now.
When you hear our little commercials at play, like Tony Whiskey on the show the next day, Fat Boy usually tags him with, on the Rise Guys.
On the Rise Guys.
But he'll say it 6 different ways, and then he'll pick the one that he likes the best.
Like do a on the Rise Guys.
On the Rise Guys.
On the Rise Guys?
On the Rise Guys.
Or the... On the Rise Guys.
On the Rise Guys.
You don't hear that
so
one.
So much inflection and
my favorite one
different
is
meanings with On the Rise Guys.
On the Rise Guys.
On the Rise Guys. Sometimes I say it like you, Paige. On the Rise Guys.
Oh. Make random orgasm grunts.
Paige, how old is Ashley Larry or whoever it was that said? Who was it?
J.B. Smoove.
Yes.
Leon.
I wonder Jake 55.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a writer on SNL, or he either tried to be, I think he was a writer.
Yeah.
And he had the sketch idea of the detective who was blind, and he drank pee to...
I'll say 44.
God.
Yeah.
How do you remember that? Holy crap.
I remember hearing
so
that
true.
Story.
Yes. He was on, like, he was one of those, like...
he got cut, though.
Junior members or whatever that they are, and then he was only... And then he became a writer.
He drank pee? Like,
you know him if you saw him.
Al Franken started off writing and then got the role and then went back to writing.
It may have been, too.
He's 60. I don't have music...
60?
60 years old. I don't have music for baseball, but it is Blank Face's birthday.
Billy Ripken?
Yep. Cal's brother.
Yeah.
Senior's son.
Senior son. Cal senior son.
Old F face. Everybody's got that fleer.
No, they don't. That's a card I buy every time I see it anywhere. I mean, within reason.
Well, they got a version of it. I had a black bar.
I got the white scribble. I got the black scribble. I got the blackout. I got it in an 8, 9, and 10. Like that. When I completed that, I was like, I'm such a fool. I mean, not a fool, but I'm buying this card because it has the F word on it. You know, somebody wrote F face on the barrel of his bat page, on the knob of it.
He'll sign it too.
So he's holding the bat like this, and it's clearly showing it on there.
He finally gave in, right? He's like, yeah. You know what? I'll sign him.
Yeah. Money talks. Billy Ripken, let's see, he's a rookie in 89.
Billy.
And I'm going to say it was 23 then, so I'd put him at 66. So that'd put him at 59.
Okay, 60.
Oh, it would put him at 61 damn years old, Billy Ripken.
Foot. Hill Street Blues.
No, but I got to go back and watch that because.
That was a good.
Oh, that's funny you mentioned that.
That was a good show.
That's going to come up again, and happy heavenly birthdays. Benjamin Bratt, he was on Law & Order with Lenny Briscoe, who was Jerry Orbach. Got all the great lines.
Is he related to Spoiled by chance?
No. Great actor. He was Juan Obregon in Traffic. No. Beautiful part.
What?
The dolls were the cocaine, and he was, you know, he would sniff the dolls. He says, I don't believe this is real cocaine.
I'm going to get you a doll with hand sanitizer in it for Christmas then. Paige,
I'm going to get you a dildo that looks like a dinosaur.
Paige, let's just guess a number together in unison. Ready?
Okay.
A number together in unison. Ready? 1, 2, 3. 64.
Hang on a second. Did you say you don't know who it is? Benjamin Bratt? Done a ton of
if
stuff.
If I saw him, I would.
Well, he's 62 years old.
Don't hate on me and bully me because I don't
know. Help bully you. I bet you know who this dude is.
Tell
and you
me,
know what?
Benjamin Bratt. I want to see if it's one that I do recognize because I know it will be. I'm horrible at. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
I want to change my guess to 62.
All those girls know who he is if you don't know who he is.
God.
Let me play this for you.
He looks like a young Super Bowl shuffle.
Yes, sir.
I still got to watch that.
The Bears are probably going to win that division this year.
The so Bears.
Get used to seeing the Bears back in the playoffs.
Bears fans are awful. I said that for fun.
Why are they so bad?
Oh, I know somebody that's a big Bears fan, so I was just messing with them. Samurai Mike?
Nope.
Fridge?
It is the Fridge's birthday. William Perry.
Oh, my goodness.
Michael Dean's brother.
Yeah.
Clemson legend.
And he's still alive?
Yeah.
I would say football legend in general.
No. Pop culture icon. Dude wrestled at WrestleMania 5, I think, in the Big Man Battle Royal.
Yep.
With Ken Norton and many others.
Every time we talk to Mike Ditka, we talk about Fridge.
Dude, I know. I dropped that the other night.
Old Ditka?
I was like, oh, you're a Bears fan? I pulled up the phone. I was like, this transcript. I've been texting with Ditka.
Dang, did you have to
explain? I absolutely did. That's it's huge to me, man.
Like, did we ever have Fridge on the show? I think he was
Michael Dean, not Fridge. Michael Dean.
Because we were asking about his health. Because he would.
You know what's crazy? We had DJ Moore on the show, who was a Bear. Not the current DJ Moore, who is a Bear, but talking about Vanderbilt DJ Moore.
DJ Moore from Spartanburg.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to be a trivia question. Has there been two different players with the same name that played on the same team before? Or for the same team?
Different numbers.
Two DJ Moores for the Bears. That's got to be the only thing
that unless they're related, like, you know, somebody would say, oh, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr., but that's not the same thing. They're not related at all.
The refrigerator.
Fridge was a rookie in 85, and he came straight out of high school. He didn't go or college. He didn't go USFL.
The Punky QB.
I know. I love Jimmy.
Oh, McMahon.
I hated him at the time. I love him now, though.
He's not doing so good, I hear now. Major memory issues.
Yeah. Let's see. 40? 40, huh? 62? Or 63. Yes.
I'll say 63.
He is 63. This says he lost a celebrity boxing match to Manute Bol back in the day.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all either. We got to do this one real quick.
I remember when he faced off with Big John Studd, though. Ew. God dang it, man. Not to be confused, Big Ron Studd. They were not related. Remember
Big Ron Studd?
Remember Big Ron Studd?
It's Billy Gibbons' birthday.
Oh, he's still with us. I saw. Yeah. I follow him on Instagram, and I saw him like,
rest
dude,
in peace,
you're
Dustin.
In your 80s, and like you're still performing weekly. Like, it's incredible. But he's what he loves. So I
yeah,
think
they kept
he's
going.
83?
74.
76 years old for old Billy. Let's drop this for you right here. Happy Emily birthday. This is a sad one, man. Brody Lee. Brody would have been 46 years old today. We lost him in 2020. Non-COVID related, but he had a lung issue. I think he had an embolism.
We got to spend a little bit of time with his sweet wife. And
oh, yeah, she was great.
Freaking Amanda. Sweet lady. Just, and like, he had two kids, young kids, that lose their daddy like that, and she just became so strong and like she's working
and trying to hold it together.
Yeah,
she was great. It's funny you mentioned Hill Street Blues. Stephen Bochco, famous creator and producer, would have been 82 years old today. Talk about Doogie Howser, NYPD Blue, LA Law.
Yeah, I named Botchmania after him.
Beethoven, not the dog. Ludwig.
Oh, man. You know, there's probably kids today say, do you know who Beethoven is? Yeah, he's the dog.
I go watch those Beethoven movies, man. They're good. Ludwig would have been 255 today.
Damn.
Old Luddy.
Yeah, deaf son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's what made his music so good, which makes no sense at all.
A Moonlight Sonata or Santana.
Did he ever hear?
For Elise.
I'm sorry, what?
Did he ever hear?
I don't know. Where are you pointing? I don't know, Paige. I didn't read much on,
Ludwig.
I'll get bought to you on that.
Ludwig.
Amadeus. All right, tomorrow we will be here live. Tomorrow is going to be...
It's going to be a big one.
Tomorrow is...
Big.
The best damn audio of 2025. And we're going to be here live, but there's some moments from the BDA this year that we need to re-highlight.
So to
be the best damn audio.
All and, home runs.
And free gifts. No purchase necessary. We'll be playing Spellenberg. For the last time this year.
Yes, sir.
The gift card to golly.com. I'm going to say it again since you talked all over me with myself. it gets the point across. I do have people asking how to spell it, and that's one of the, you know, I'm sure Google and other people like that had to figure that out too. Like,
Google.
You know, hey, what's up with your business, Deer Dash? What is this thing? No, it's DoorDash. You know, so
back DoorDash,
it'll,
different app.
It'll catch on eventually.
Deer Dash.
Yeah.
Is that like, a Grindr competitor, back DoorDash?
Was there a KKK mart? I don't know.
Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan is still available for franchise.
The only thing we burn in your front yard is trash.
That's even worse.
That's right. We'll leave your house white as the driven snow. We really will.
Look at that. Business ideas.
It is. I mean, go on and use your spick and span. No, sir. Nope. We don't. We use all natural ingredients. So we'll be live tomorrow. Get today's podcast. You know you want to. You can text. Can they still text podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
TLC Motors text line.
Yes. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. It's available on all the podcasting platforms. Oh, I get to do it in acapella now. Thanks for listening. You heard right, stud. Have a great day. God bless.
You heard right, stud.
God bless America. It is good. Golly.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Golly!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.